Like, it makes you wonder, like, why do you think the crowds were astonished about his teachings? You know, people just risky in terms of, and then it starts making people forget that they need Jesus. So Jesus is not here to solve all of people's problems.
Hey friends, welcome to the Lori and Michelle Show. We are your hosts, and I'm Lori.
And I am Michelle, and we are so excited to have you here. We are twin sisters and followers of Christ.
We are two everyday girls here sharing our real honest journey of reading the Bible again and here to encourage you on your own faith journey.
We hope our show feels like you're sitting here with us in our home chatting about how we do this life following Christ.
We want you to know, love, and live God's truth in your everyday life. We really hope you enjoy today's episode.
Before we get into it though, we have a free gift we want to share with you. So make sure you check out the link below or you can head over to our blog, purelytwins.com, to get a free workout and Bible study so you can get a glimpse of how we move and be in the Word daily.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to our channel. I am Lori.
And I am Michelle. And if you're watching this over on our YouTube channel, you're going to see that Lori and I have in front of us a lot of notes, our notebooks, all of our reflection note cards and things that we do in our personal Bible studies.
In today's video, Michelle and I are sharing big takeaways from Matthew's chapters 1 through 15. I know that's a lot and there's a lot in those 15
chapters.
And
we'll be back with more.
There's a lot more we're going to say, but share with you because they were very helpful for Michelle and I and our own growth with our faith and walk with the Lord, and we wanted to pass them along to you.
When I have done other previous Bible studies around Matthew that we'll make sure we link up down below as well. Yeah. And we'll, like I said, we'll be back with more stuff because there was a lot we wanted to share. But like Lloyd said, we wanted to share these because it helped us grow closer to the Lord, and we want the same for you. We have a whole Bible study if you want to read the Bible with Lori and I in more in depth, studying it and reflecting and discussing all that we're learning. That's inside of Live Faithfully membership. We'll make sure we link that down below, and we also have a free one. You can check it out for yourself to see how we approach doing this as well. And like always in all of Lori and I's videos, we want to remind you guys that we're not experts. We are newbies to reading the Bible. Give us grace and compassion along our journey, but we also hope to just inspire you and encouraging you to open up the Bible yourself and discover the truth and see who our God is and let Jesus work in your own lives as he has done in ours.
And if you're new to us, hi. Welcome. We are so glad to have
welcome
you here.
Welcome, family.
Make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any video from Michelle and I. And when you subscribe, you're joining our family. We are women from all over who want to get fit, be healthy, while growing closer to God. If that's you, subscribe, hit the like button, and let's dive into today's video. First thing is God has a purpose for you and uses the least likely people. Sit with that. Let that sit with you. This is something that the Holy Spirit has really helped Michelle and I understand better and really grasp better as we have continued to read the book of Matthew. We know will this be something else that we continue to see throughout the rest of the Bible, so we're really excited. But we want to share that with you because I feel like so many of us, especially us women, we feel like there's no purpose for us, or you don't see yourself as a useful person, especially in God's kingdom. So,
especially also, I think also today's society, depending on, like, I know a lot of moms take care of your kids and your house, like, you feel like you're not really helping God's kingdom grow, and we're hoping to show you that every little person, all of us are part of God's bigger story, and he is using you. How you interact with people in your daily life is also giving you opportunity to represent Jesus and to be an example. We loved how Matthew, he went into great detail of Jesus' genealogy, which we went into great detail why and stuff inside our Bible study, but the thing we want to pull out is that there was five women mentioned, and one thing about them, we're not going to go into the detail of who all these women were. These five women were a great example of that God can use anybody from any background, and everyone's journey to Jesus, I guess, is different, and how God uses a person is going to be different. I still think that's relevant today. Yeah. We're all going to have our own testimonies on how Jesus came into our lives. We're going to have different ways Jesus is using us, some of us for bigger things, some of us for smaller things. So I know Lori and I struggled with, like, can God really use us, looking at our past? Who are we to know this stuff? Who are we to read the Bible and share about stuff? So I think a lot of us women fall into other things that give us purpose instead of realizing where our purpose is found. And that's also what Lou and I also hope to inspire you guys and remind you guys of, that if you're looking to find your purpose or fulfillment in your workouts or the way you eat or your even your career and relationships, that we highly encourage you to seek the Lord on that, because those are going to make you on, like, this never-ending hunt. And Jesus is truly where you find satisfaction. So Lou and I also create little notebook cards of scriptures we want to take away from each of our Bible studies. Even if we feel broken or that we sinned, we're here on His purpose. Remember, we're all part of God's bigger story. We need to trust in God's plan, not in our own, and that God uses the least likely for a big impact.
Yeah, I wanted to dive deeper into that. So not only the five women that we saw mm-hmm. there, but as we continue to read the next couple chapters in Matthew, you learn about who Jesus picks as His disciples. They're fishermen and a tax collector. Again, mm-hmm. people least likely that you would think of the king would pick as His people. And your fishermen back then were looked at as smelly people, outcasted people. Nobody wanted to be around fishermen, but yet that's who Jesus picked to be His disciples, who He wants to spend time with and teach. And then a tax collector, again, somebody who people are like, no. So
and then,
again,
and then
he
Paul,
uses,
someone who was persecuting Christians. Because, so it just goes to show God's not looking at your past saying, oh, I can never use her. Remember, God can use all of our mess. He's using Lori and I to bring Him glory, to bring people closer to Him.
So sit with that, girls. Remember, God can use you. He has a purpose for you. Like, He already knew your purpose before you were even born. So, the second thing that has been revealed to us is that Jesus came for the bigger, deeper issues in our hearts, and of course, and for the spiritual side, the enemy in our life, which is Satan. So He came for that, but He cares. You can see His caring need when He talks to the disciples, when He talks to the crowds, and when He talks to the Pharisees. Seeing Jesus interact with all these different people, you can see what He cares deeply about, and what He pinpoint to a lot towards is the sin and is the heart. And
reflecting on the Beatitudes and stuff, what the main core of Jesus' teachings that Matthew recorded in chapters 5-7, and all those issues, there's always a deeper issue going on besides just the action. And that's also what we want to pass along to you. Like, I think a lot of people forget that. Like, Jesus came for the deeper heart issues.
Yeah.
He came to heal the innermost part of us, and only He can heal that, right? A lot of us use worldly things to kind of help that, and it doesn't work. You probably have experienced in your own life. I know Lloyd and I've shared some of our journey along that ways of things we were seeking outside of God, realizing, and then Jesus opened eyes and realized, oh, wait, I'm the answer, right?
And Lloyd and I have a few more things we want to just say around the heart, Jesus coming for the deeper issue, the heart.
Me on the table.
The hearts. So this is relating now into chapter 7, focusing on verses 24, starting at that. It's about the two foundations of what a man built his house on. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that I just made note as it's just a great reminder that God wants our hearts. Our attitudes of our hearts are far more important than the actions of our hearts. And that can also be reflected back on the Beatitudes, like I was saying.
Yeah, I was about to get like the other thing about the importance that we've been looking through these chapters, these first couple chapters of Matthew, like, so much of it is about the hearts and what mm-hmm. Jesus came to really fulfill and help us show that God cares so deeply about our hearts. Like the whole Beatitudes, like the deeper thing here, if you look at them all deeper, what is Jesus really getting at? He's not pointing fingers at us. He's helping us understand the importance of what's happening in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's showing that God cares about our hearts. He's looking at our hearts because He knows what that all stems from. And then also, he ends it out in chapter 15, where he talks about what defiles a person. And what defiles a person, what Jesus says in chapter 15, verses 17-20. It's what's going on again in our hearts that defiles us, our evil thoughts, that we lie, the stealing and all that stuff. Not that we don't wash our hands before we eat, or whatever it was back then, or whatever, again, law, or whatever you put on yourself. It's what's going on in the heart. And so that was a theme that we saw throughout so far in the book of Matthew that Jesus was really getting at.
And even you can see some of the heart issues, you know, was one through Jesus' teachings, but a lot of it was also just the stories later on, how he reacted
to different people.
And then you saw the hearts of where the Pharisees were versus mm-hmm. where the disciples' hearts were, even where the crowd's heart were, of how receptive they were.
And how they perceived Jesus. All that was distorted and stuff.
So the power of the heart,
down. So just going back into that about the foundations at verses 28-29, it says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at His teachings, because He was teaching like no other one who had authority, not like their scribes. And so it makes you wonder, when Lord and I, in our Bible study, we went deeper into all of this, but like it makes you wonder, like, why do you think the crowds were astonished about His teachings? You know, people, the scribes, people, but they've been reading the Bible, the Torah and stuff,
for years. It just makes you sit and wonder when you think about it, investigate, and then reflect all on Jesus' teaching and why he came down here, because people had the wrong view of God. They were, people like the Pharisees were taking God's word and adding stuff on it, changing things about it. So Jesus came in here to, you know, set the record right. And that's a lot of the whole Matthew book is about, documenting all that, because it's remember, Matthew wrote it for the Jews to help them understand who Jesus was and what he came to do. So going back to my notes real quick, is that many people had the right actions, but the wrong attitudes. So again, the Beatitudes is real. It's not so much about what the actions, but it's more about the person's character, because from that character, your attitude leads you to do the action. So it's just something I think all of us to sit with. So when your foundation is built on Jesus, meaning that we're not understand that he is the way, he is our rock, he's the foundation, it's through the work of him and what he did for us that leads us to, you know, to obey, to repent of our sins. It's through us understanding that connection of who Jesus is, what he came down to here to do. Because remember, Jesus, it's not by our efforts or our actions that saves us. It's what Christ did alone. So when we all make this connection and we believe in him and all that he did and what he came to teach and how he came to restore, that's what to me helps change our hearts. That helps all of us check in our hearts. Another thing that Lord and I are probably going to do a separate video on this, of more of the storms in life and things, because one, a lot of that too can happen, is help us to reveal what is truly our character, what is going on in our hearts when things don't go our way, right?
Just the really just sitting with all these deeper issues and looking at more of all of your internal hearts. Like, these are all the private matters that no one really sees. Mm-hmm. We all just kind of go around covering up. And I think that's what Jesus was coming here to help us with, the broken people that feel mm-hmm. so broken on the inside that leads them to do all these things. So I also made notes that I want to share with you some key things that have always been sitting with me by reading all of this stuff and learning, is that, again, the core issues to these sins that we do, especially going back to the Beatitudes in chapter 5, it all starts in the heart, and Jesus sees that. It reminds us that God is focusing on our hearts, and I put in my thing real big, protect your heart, meaning in terms of we always need, all of us, just need to be walking around more in our own lives, checking with our own hearts, our own motives, where are we at with things, because God is a God of relationships. So us walking around thinking we're better than everybody else, or that we can go around judging other people or lying to people, whatever it is, we're destroying relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's what God built us off, to have a relationship up with him, which sin is destroys our relationship with God, but that's why we have Jesus. But then we're walking around here doing that too, and Jesus is trying to help us all see that more. When we all take care of our own inside matters, it will be better reflected outward.
Then it reflects your attitudes and your actions and things like that. And
it all starts with our heart. I said it all starts with the heart's heart issues. So Jesus wants to work on our core, deep-rooted issues of the heart. And that's what he did a lot with his teachings. And that's what we saw a lot in the book of Matthew. And then you saw him interact with that and helping people see, change their views on who he is and the views on and the characteristics of what they think view God as. So I just love that. And
as Christians, you can see that Jesus is calling all of us to a higher standard to the rest of the world, but to not retaliate back when someone's mean to us. We're supposed to pray for our enemies, be kind to people, even if they see things differently for us, which we're all going to fall short of. I see it all the time, especially on social media. Yeah. Christians are very quick to judge as much as anyone else. We have just as many faults as anyone else, if they believe or not. So I think we should all remember that. Like, that's also what Jesus is, also knew that. Like, he wasn't expecting to put this perfection on, but he was just trying to, for all of us to see truly who we are and what is going on inside of us, how that's affecting the world around us. It's for all of us to come to understand, like, to be humble and to really understand God's grace and mercy, and truly it helps one have a deeper appreciation and gratitude towards what Jesus did on the cross for all of us. Yeah. Something I shared here in my notebook I wanted to share with you guys. Jesus wants to expose our deep brokenness and wants to heal it though. So he wants us to come to him with our brokenness. It's something I know Lord and I've talked before in previous videos. Through his love and grace, he's going to help us heal these deep heart things. So it's not to be like, oh, I'm struggling with lust. Whatever it is for you, like, it's not to be like, oh, I can't go to God about this. I'm not supposed to be doing this. No, it's like, oh, God, I'm doing it. Help me. Yeah. And because Jesus, I've run that. Jesus came to those people who truly can throw their hands up and be like, I need help. I need a savior. And I think that's one thing that can also, why it kind of can clash with society today, especially with a lot of people preaching, it's all about yourself, go and woman empowerment, which there's a point that's great, and there's a point where that can be risky in terms of, and then it starts making people forget that they need Jesus. Yeah, and that's what I think sometimes why when people talk about Jesus, it can be like they don't they want all Jesus's miracles, all the greatness that God can do, but they don't want him and what he came to do and understanding that. So it's just something I want you to be aware of.
Yeah, I think going just tying in again to the heart here, we have to remind all of ourselves that all of us, every single human, is born with a sinful nature. Mm-hmm. And I think especially with reading Matthew, especially with the Pharisees back then, like they thought they weren't. They thought they were great. They thought they were almost perfect. You know, they didn't have any sinful natures about them.
They don't need a savior.
So, yeah. And I think that's one thing I also picked up a lot by reading here the book of Matthew so far, that I picked on it. And Jesus had open arms for all of us. And those are the ones that had the open mind, the open hearts to receive him and to mm-hmm. see what he was doing. And I don't know. I just love that you know, we all need it. But some of us, and it's sad. To be honest, I kind of get sad sometimes when I think about, like, especially when we were looking and studying the parables, is that some people's hearts won't be changed. They won't let the goodness of God and Jesus into their hearts, into their lives, and to change them and bring them back. And they won't understand the gospel. It's just going to, like, go over their head. Like, it won't sink into their hearts. It's kind of sad that not all of us, not all humans out there are going to understand the gospel, really let it sink in and change it, like you saw, like we've been seeing here in the book of Matthew so far. But we're still called to be the light, to be the salt, be nice to others, even if they're not nice to us. And
I think it's also just something else to
keep pointing people to Jesus.
Yeah.
And Jesus, and one thing, really, Jesus is the one that's going to change them. We aren't responsible for changing other people. That's Jesus's job. We're, you know, so that was another thing that Michelle and I sat with deeper as well. So especially since we're here sharing things out of the Bible, we realize people watching, some of you will get it, some of you won't get it, but that's just how it is.
Yeah, I think that's also just something else to, real quickly before we move on to the next point and stuff, is that it's just a reminder, and Lauren and I want to make sure we never get across that we think we're better because we're doing certain things. The self-righteous, I know that's something else Jesus was against, is you having this kind of arrogance about you, or like a know-it-all type attitude. I think so. Just be very careful. Especially with social media, it can be hard to truly see where someone's at. And I think also want to pass along your journey that we've seen in here is people from all different walks of life and struggles can come to Jesus and receive help. He came to save all. He saved all sins. He came to save all people and help all people. So I think it's we all, if someone is in a different box or believes different things, we can automatically assume, well, they're not worth saving type of thing. And I think we all need to remember what Jesus came for all. He came. So I think it's something for all of us. That's why the one I recommend we do is like always ask God to check on our hearts, help us to see where we are. Because remember, it starts from the inside to reflect on the outside. Because I think when you come from your own understanding that you're messed up, you have more compassion and sympathy for other people. When you see someone say something online, it's not to quickly judge them back.
You're not quick to judge back.
But it's more of like, oh, I understand, I was once there. Or maybe I don't quite understand where you are, so what's about my similar situation. Or remember something else, one of the pastors that we listen to, he always reminds people of, like, on our journey with the Lord, you don't know where someone is in. And going back into the four hearts of the parables, like, you don't know where someone's heart is at that moment. So that's why you have to be treat them with kindness, be a representation of Jesus, but also give yourself grace and compassion, because you know we're all going to fall short. And I think it's a reminder that I just pray that more Christians and non-believers as well really can understand what it means to be compassionate and graceful and merciful to other people, even if they're different from you, different beliefs, and maybe have a different viewpoint on something. Because that's something, Lord, that still amazes us today. It's like, even with the different pastors, some of them were said similar messages, but different things. And then even online, when someone shares something, we're like, it is amazing to me how so many of us can take something from the Bible and be like, well, this is how I see it. And so I think that's why we have to keep pushing into the Holy Spirit, right, to give us all discernment and wisdom, but also to remember Jesus knew all this. Obviously, a lot of bickering and confusion was happening back then, and it's still happening today. And so we just pass along to you. But I did want to read something that we got from one of our Bible studies when we reflected. We also do recaps when we go deeper into some of the chapters, and we come back and share even more. So this was geared around chapter 11, inside, again, in Matthew.
Sitting with what is Jesus trying to tell us all here.
So just things I wrote in my notebook that I just wanted to pass on. Jesus is here to overcome evil, not really, you know, bad people as some people thought back then. It's the evil that has taken over our human hearts. So Jesus is not here to solve all of people's problems, but he is the embodiment of God's love joining itself to the tragic human story. He experienced all this with us, but remember, he conquered evil, right? Through what he did on the cross for all of us. So God loved us so much that he wasn't going to allow sin and death get the final word. And again, that's a bigger picture of why Jesus came down here. I feel like it's also very important for people to remember why Jesus came down. And it's a great example of God's love.
Yeah, because I talked about one of our videos, our Heart to Hearts with Michelle, and I mentioned why we never really read the Bible for so many years, even though we called ourselves Christians. And we talked about, because we had this issue with the Bible, and I think it's because growing up, I think so many Christians feel like there's just rules. It's just follow this, follow this. And then learning and reading and seeing Jesus interact with everybody and seeing how he was healing them and how he was changing them, how he's had so much compassion for these people, and he cared about what was going on in their insides, their heart. Like, I don't know, maybe again, look at the Bible, obviously, so differently, and Jesus so differently. It's not a whole bunch of rules. It's, I mean, there are rules and guidelines and the commandments and stuff, but...
And there's a reason we need those.
Right, but the more thing that I was, I guess, not surprised isn't the right word, but really found...
A different level of appreciation.
Yeah, a different appreciation is that he cared so much for us, and that he, again, paid the ultimate sacrifice for us sinners, and we're all sinners. And I don't know, just seeing that develop over these chapters has really helped me see things at a different level.
Yeah, so I also wrote, following Jesus isn't to get all of our problems solved for all the success. He's not here to prevent bad things from happening. So remember, bad things, even if you follow Jesus, doesn't mean your life's not going to have problems. You're still going to have problems because we all live in this fallen world. But Jesus laid down his life for all of us. No other religion has this. So it's showing that God is committed to all of us humans. It shows his love, his mercy, and grace like no other. So we need to put our hope in Jesus, not in the story that we hoped for our life to be. And I just love this part. I highlighted it. I wanted to pass it on because it really gave me a sense of new level of peace and delight in the Lord. Was Jesus is committed to me, so he's committed to you. He still loves you no matter what is happening in your life. So sometimes I know a lot of us can get in situations where we're like, well, God, why is this happening? I know that's a tactic of the enemy. He's like, if God loved you, we talked about a little bit in our temptation video when we did other side Bible studies with you guys here on YouTube and our podcast. But remember, that's a tactic of the enemy to make you focus on your problems and your circumstances. So just remembering that God still loves you even though despite what's happening, because even though something's happening in life that you wish wasn't happening, doesn't mean that God is mad at you or it is from sin. It could be for some people that there's a sin issue and you need to repent from something, but I also want to pass along, sometimes bad things just happen, and I hope that gives you a new level sense of peace. So moving on to the next thing we want to share and take away, Lori and I plan to do more follow-ups on other topics within these chapters. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any further ones coming your way. But like I said, the next one we want to share with you guys is like something that Lori and I, there's a lot of verses, topics or something, I don't have the right word for it, but we didn't realize we're in the Bible. And one big one, besides that God is using us despite our past, you know, the work of the enemy to keep us from God, to keep hovering our past over us. Mm-hmm. But the other one was that God does care about us. God values us. He finds us worthy to have a relationship with. And there's actually a prayer that we say in the morning that we got from somebody, and it really hit with Lori and I whenever we read it, is that thank you for helping me remind myself that my Lord desires my presence as well, or something like that. I can't remember right now, but the idea of like, just as much as we should want to be in his presence, he also wants us. And I don't know, that really touched Lori and I. There were a few verses in Matthew that talked about, we already talked about the one a little bit about do not worry, but within that one, it talks about how, you know, God, he truly cares about us more than sparrows. So that was one that really hit Lori and I. And then the other one in chapter 10 that kind of gave this insight to Lori and I when we were reading it, is that it starts with chapter 10 in Matthew, verses 26 through 31. So I recommend you going back and reading that on your own time. But the part I want to pull out is that it says, aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's consent. But even the hairs of your head have all been counted. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So that's very similar to what Jesus said in chapter 6 when he was comparing about worrying about your food and your clothing and things. So it was another story. So when things are repeated, obviously it's very important to Jesus and it wants us to understand this. And so this is a one that, again, that I wrote in my Bible, that I am worthy to God. So I pass it along to you like that. Really, it helped Glenn and I approach our prayer life differently when we made this connection. Because that's what, God's a God of relationships, and He wants, and that's another reason why Jesus came down, right, was to restore our relationship with the Lord. Also, a lot of people back in that time had a distorted view of God, and He came to, set the record straight. Some things He did was for that reason.
Yeah.
And so this hearing this for Lori and I helped us also see our Creator does have interest in us. I think sometimes a lot of us feel like, oh, God's not going to care about this, but... And also we learn in this, to tie it into this point as well, is how important prayer life is. So when you understand that God truly does care about you, and you truly want to delight in Him and have a relationship with Him, so you're making that connection, your prayer life changes. At least it has for Lori and I, and how we come to God, how we talk to Him, how we engage with Him. Like, it's totally changed when we've made this connection. So I hope that helps you to make a deeper connection with our Lord, and that He truly does care about you. But remember what I said in the previous point, that just because rough things are happening, because we're all going to experience burdens, just because we follow Jesus doesn't mean, we're not going to have struggles. It's still part of it. And sometimes some of the struggles, God leads us into them, right? So it's just a bigger picture reminder that He does have our greatest interest in heart, because He truly does care about us. And I think that helps lift a lot of stress and worry and anxiety off Lori and I, and I hope it does for you as well.
Remember, girls, God uses common people, the unexpected people, and
ordinary people.
Yeah, don't let the enemy, Satan, make you think otherwise. Keep taking those thoughts captive when they come into you. Be like, no, I know that God can use me, and that's what He loves to do. He loves to help the broken. So don't forget that. Don't let that bring you down in your walk with your faith.
Jesus didn't come here to solve all our problems. He came for the deeper issue. And another thing, a little side, little thing we want to share, that I remember that Jesus mentioned twice already within chapters 1 through 15, that desire mercy, not sacrifice. And sacrifices were really big back then. Something that Lloyd and I want to pass along to you guys around that is that Jesus desired relationship over religion. And a lot of people, especially the Pharisees, were so stuck in their rituals and their ways that they weren't seeing the true Jesus. Just remember that you are going to still have difficulties along your journey with your walk with the Lord, but that doesn't mean He does not love you. He still values you. You're still worthy to Him. If you don't know, we came out of false teachings and practices. Yeah. Well, made to be like, no, it's all about what you want.
Yeah.
God will give you everything you want. Just
because what you want is what He wants. Which could be for some things, but it's all about what we love.
Back to the relationship, what I was saying, God desires a relationship over your ritual. So if you're still stuck in this, I don't want to get too much in our manifest and law of attraction. Lloyd and I talked a little bit about it in those videos where we were stuck on, do we write this many affirmations? Do we, visualize this long? Like, we're so stuck in those ways. And that's not of God. Jesus was obviously clearly not for that stuff. So it's something else I wanted to pass on. If you're still, if you haven't watched either manifesting a law of attraction videos, please go check those out as well, because Jesus says He wants your hearts. And we just wanted to pass it along to you, because this really helped, like Lloyd said, it just deepened our faith and our walk with the Lord. Help that relationship, though. It's really important for you to be on that own journey for yourself, not just listening to videos like ours and taking for it. Like, no, just read it and discover it yourself.
But, like,
create a God
community
about
is
it.
Important. So you being here
and talking about
it, I think that also helps you grow with your faith. And that's also why Michelle and I wanted to share this video and all the other videos. Is it not only helps Michelle and I connect and talk with other Christians or even non-believers and just talk about things, that also helps you, like, grow in your faith and let the Lord work in you in different ways. And I just love that too.
All right, sisters, thank you so much for joining Lori and I for another session of Bible study with us. Kind of taking some other points that help deepen our faith, reviewing Matthew chapters 1 through 15. Please share your takeaways down below. The show notes for this blog post will be over on purelytwins.com, and we'll give the link down below in the description.
Thanks again, girls, for joining with Michelle and I for today's Faith Chat, and we'll talk with you in the next one.